Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The violence roiling through Iraq threatens to dash remaining hopes for a unified country, again calling into question the wisdom of America's involvement in that nation. Let's gauge public opinion with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, when Americans look back at U.S. involvement in Iraq, do they generally see it as the right way to go or a mistake?
Clearly, they see it as a mistake at this point, Dave. That's changed over time. In 2003, just about a quarter, 23% of Americans said it was a mistake, so there was positive support behind the idea of going into Iraq. It didn't take but a year and a few months before a majority moved to say it was a mistake. By June of 2004, so a very quick transition in those attitudes. By 2008, when Obama was running for president, 63% said it was a mistake, and now this spring when we re-ask it, it's at 57%. So clearly looking back, Americans, and this is prior to the recent activity there, said it was a mistake for the U.S. to have been involved in Iraq.
Frank, Hillary Clinton's extensive book tour included a stop at WHYY in conversation with Fresh Air's Terry Gross. Many see the tour, though, as a means to take the measure of support for a presidential run. How is she doing in that regard?
Well, of course, when you ask Democrats who they would support for president in 2016 and read a list of names, she blows everybody else out of the water. But that doesn't mean much at all, Dave, because that's basically name ID at this point. And I think it's way too early to look at matchups between her and possible Republican opponents as well, many of whom aren't well-known either. I think a good measure, however, is her favorability rating. 54% of Americans view her positively at this point. That's down from when she was Secretary of State in kind of a non-political role, but this is almost inevitable. As she gets back into a political setting, she gets less popular because more Republicans start to view her unfavorably.
Contrast that with President Obama's approval rating currently.
Well, President Obama's approval rating this week has been in the low 40s. An NBC Wall Street Journal poll had it at 41% that they released this week, and that's about where we had had it. And that's down. He had been up closer to 45% in previous weeks. So it does look like that the president's approval rating is coming down. His favorable rating, which we can contrast with Hillary Clinton's, a little different, personal image versus approval, has been also in the 40% range. So he's settling in now to be a less than majority popular president.
Does the economy remain the number one concern?
It clearly does. In every poll that I've seen, every poll we've conducted, clearly the economy is number one. We did ask very recently about some very specific actions that the president or Congress could take, not just globally, you know, the economy versus jobs and some other things like that. Number one on the list was addressing the problems with VA health care. That was above things like investigating Benghazi and immigration reform and raising the minimum wage and looking into the release of Army Sergeant Bergdahl in that trade with the Taliban. So at the moment, the issue that's really struck the responsive chord with Americans is the scandal about VA health care.
What's number two?
Well, right below that is access to pre-K, that is pre-kindergarten schooling for all children. 65% of Americans say that's important to address, below only the VA health care, which is up at 87%.
Speaking about children, there's been a lot of focus on the Mexican border as streams of illegal immigrants, many children, are coming across the border. Where are Americans' attitudes on immigration at this juncture?
The key question that we and other pollsters ask has to do with priorities. Immigration is a medium-range priority in general, but the specifics are, should attention be focused on the border, what you're just talking about, trying to put more agents or more walls or whatever is needed down there on the Arizona and Texas border to keep people from coming over, or should the emphasis be on doing something with people who are undocumented in this country now? And in our latest update of that, just about a week ago, the majority of Americans said the focus should be on the immigrants already in this country, doing something with people that are already in the country rather than halting the flow of illegal immigrants into the country.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.